Hi, this is Luca.
And this is Laura.
And this is the CareerBeat Talks podcast,
where we bring you the latest insights from the world of recruiting.
From both sides, the candidate's perspective and the company's perspective.
Let's jump right in. I think one of the things that really frustrated me when I think back of the times I was applying for a job was that it was so difficult to truly understand, like, is my CV working or not? Why am I receiving so many rejections? What can I do better? Or even worse, after an interview, to get a rejection and then not be able to learn from the experience because no one is providing feedback. That is why today we want to discuss a little bit more about the feedback culture during a recruiting process here in Germany, but also what can companies do to improve, or what can you as a talent do to try to access feedback? Luca, how do you want to start this? What do you want to discuss first?
Yeah, maybe first I want to lift some secrets and share some insights with our listeners, especially those looking for a job. Why there's usually no feedback given. And I think there's different answers, but one that most are not aware is that companies these days, especially in Germany, are very sensitive to being sued for discrimination.
Now let's look a little bit beyond in regards to what we were saying, like, what are the reasons for the feedback culture? What do you think are best practices that you've seen, or maybe not good practices that you've seen throughout the recruiting experience?
Yeah. I think the worst practice is if the situation that we described on a company side leads to just not giving any feedback at all. So I recently saw a case by a company that had already written in a job ad, please apply by sending your application documents. And we will get back to you if you're interested. And if not, then you will not hear from us. So, I mean, on the one hand, it's at least very clear communication, so you know what is happening. Also know a lot of companies that just don't get back to you in that sense. So you should have at least an standardized email that you can send, so that at least the candidate knows, okay, I can cross this opportunity off my list, right? So this should be the minimum standard. If you can then maybe provide a little bit of feedback, at least in a direction of, hey, you did not fulfill the criteria that we specified in a job ad, that's sometimes even helpful. And this should also satisfy any we're not discriminating criteria, right? Because if you clearly don't fulfill the criteria that we wrote in our job ad, then that's just a good reason for rejection. Another alternative, again, this takes a lot of time, but what's usually a bit easier is if you give the feedback by the phone, as you also said, right? Because an email could potentially be used in a discrimination lawsuit as evidence, whereas a phone call, there's usually no evidence left. That's why sometimes there's a recommendation to do it via call, but of course this takes way more time. So I can understand if we only can do this for very good candidates that we are interested in again in the future, even if that sounds a little bit mean, but at some point there's just a time perspective that we have to follow. But yeah, if you ask me what every company should be doing, is then at least give some feedback that we are not continuing for this role, so that the candidates know what it's going on.
Yes, I think this should be like highlighted and really be like part of everyone's process, like not saying anything, like ghosting candidates. I mean, nowadays that shouldn't happen. There are so many ways to also automatize processes or to make your life easier through, you know, the use of templates. And this was actually one idea I had when talking, because I mean, we are work as external recruiters for many companies. And when a company in the end tells us, like, hey, this candidate, we will not proceed, our first thing is to provide a good candidate experience, even if it is a rejection. And what I like doing is to then do what you said, which is provide a little bit of feedback on the rejection. And once it was, for example, that a company needed someone who had a more advanced level in German and this person didn't have that level. Now, in the first thing you might say, if I write this down, maybe the person will see that as a discrimination or something. So better not say anything. And the thing is that when I explained that why it was important to speak advanced level of German for this specific role, the candidate then told me, like, thank you so much. I totally understand. And I will make sure that in the future I look out to not apply for these positions because now I finally understand the reason for it. And it helps in such a big way to provide a little bit of insights. The candidate was felt valued even if they didn't get the rejection because they received an explanation, right? And I think that's easier if you work with external recruiters because that's our job, at least if you do the job right. But if you have to do it on your own, what you can do is to have templates because you can see some commonalities among the people that you're attracting through the job ad that you've created. And it might be that you see a lot of people who don't know German applying to this job, just to keep on with this example, and then create a template that explains the same thing so that you can just copy paste it and add that message to all those that, you know, feel like applied given that lack of that specific skill. So you don't have to write separate each one an email, but you already have templates that you can then copy paste or however you want to do that. That also makes your life easier and makes the process better for candidates as well.
That's a very good point. What I did so far, or what I like to do, is that even if you have just one general template, hey, unfortunately, we decided for someone else, is what I like to do is at the end, maybe one sentence, if you want further feedback, please respond to this message and then I get back to you. And it's actually quite interesting. There's basically no one doing it, which I thought also quite interesting. But sometimes people respond to it, maybe 1%. And then for those 1%, I also take the time and then I specify it. Right. So that's also another way. But I also like your idea of working maybe instead of one template, you have two or three, because most of the time it's one of the following. It's either you don't fill the requirements that we have on our website, or it's you don't fill the salary criteria, your starting point that we can have you is too late. And what else? Other is probably the interview. But before an interview stage, these are usually the main three.
Absolutely. And I think that's also so great insights that you should analyze, like, who is applying to this position, because that can also give you some insights. I mean, then you can maybe calculate how often did I use template one or template two, because it will also give you insights into who is your job ad currently attracting and maybe why is it attracting this type of candidate. So here you might be able to work on your job ad afterwards to truly understand where do I need to, you know, turn some of the points to make it more attractive to the right type of talent. So I think it's also very interesting to look into who you need to reject to understand more about your job ad. Or if you post with us, we are also happy to do that beforehand for you with our AI agent who really screens through the job ad to help you from the beginning on ensure that you attract the right talents. But I think you also spoke about another important thing that I want to mention, Luca, which is you said that it's also easier to get to feedback via a phone call. And I think this is an important information for candidates to know, right? Because most of the times we might be also not wanting to talk via phone and just send an email and be like, please give me feedback, knowing how much work recruiters have on the other side. It might be easier to really let them know that you would be willing for a short call or a 15-minute call. Remember, there is not much time at their best availability to discuss a little bit more about the feedback, because, and then show like your motivation for the company or for this job, like give them a reason why they would want to provide you with feedback, right? It's not that you should expect it. It's like you're asking for it with a motivation. And I think that could lead to faster results of feedback, right, Luca?
Yeah, definitely. It's a very good idea. If you have a phone number of call, you can call, or if you don't have them, at least ask in the email, hey, could we have a short call about that?
And on top, when you have then the phone call, let's say they agree to it, make sure to have questions prepared that allow you to get concrete feedback out of the call. Because of course, I mean, if you ask any recruiter, give me feedback, they won't say anything too detailed, right? I mean, again, even if it's a phone call, you don't want to say anything that could get you into any type of trouble, and you don't want the call to get too long, so you don't want to get into the details. That is why it's important that you have some questions prepared that allow you to truly learn from that experience. Something like I'm thinking randomly of some question, but I think one that could help would be in the direction of what did in the end the person that got hired have that I need to work on? Because then the recruiter is kind of forced to give you some skills or details into what made them select another person, which gives you insights what you need to work on, right? Yeah. So think about this type of questions.
Yeah, so let them talk about the other candidate, right? Especially if there's a second candidate, you know, someone else has preferred you. Say, why did you prefer this person? And then, right, it's easier to talk about someone else positively than talk about you in a sense negatively. So, and then you can make your own conclusions. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, I think, in general, what we have observed. But as mentioned, we also see that more and more companies are also working on this culture of feedback and more transparency. So I think what you can do as a company as well, and I think this is so helpful for candidates, you can already kind of provide some type of feedback, so to say, and this is very broad, in your job ad. So the typical, you know, things that could come up as questions when you reject people are things that you should already include in your job ad, because that will clarify so much later in the process. Maybe some people won't even apply anymore. And then, for example, also giving, you know, timelines of how the process is looking like, or how many steps will the process have? When are you going to come back with answers? Of course, you then need to keep those dates in mind, but it will help you as a recruiter to not get too many questions beforehand, because in the job ad it's already stated you need 2 weeks or 3 weeks to get back to candidates. So I think you can also use the job ad to include things to help you later on in the feedback process, or to reduce the questions that could come later on. Hi, this is Laura. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you're truly enjoying it. And if I could ask for one little favor from you, it would be that you make sure to follow this podcast and also rate it. This will truly make such a big difference for us here in CareerBee, so that we start reaching more people who are looking for a job in Germany, and also more companies who are looking for talents. Thank you so much for doing this. Anything else in regards to this feedback culture, any other best practices or tips or anything that come to your mind, Luca, or did we already mention the most important?
No, I think we mentioned everything. So if it's fine for you, I would just give our listeners a summary, because it was quite a lot of points. So from the company's point of view, we would recommend that please at least give some feedback about the current status, if there's a rejection or not, and don't leave the candidate standing. So that's at least the thing you should do. If you can manage to also provide some reason, and as Laura has given us a great example, if you can specify why that reason is important. So we talked about the language skills, right? So, oh, unfortunately for this role, we really need language skill, German of at least C1, because there will be daily interaction with German customers. That's really important. And how to administrate this process. So Laura had a great idea of working with different templates. So maybe 2 to 3 templates that are for different reasons, does not fulfill the requirements, or one for salary expectation is too high. These can be some ideas. My personal preference is I have a more standardized rejection, and then in the end, I provide a sentence like, hey, if you are interested in learning more about our decision, please respond. But of course, for the candidate side, this would be one of the tips. So if you get a rejection, ask again, what could be the reasons, if there's only a standard response. So you can always follow up. And we also had the tip of maybe trying to have a phone call, because in a phone call, a recruiter is usually more open sharing feedback. And what you can do as a candidate to get even more information is make the recruiter talk about what they saw in other candidates that fit better, instead of what they did not see in you. Because for a recruiter, it will always be easier to talk about someone else positively than talk about you to you directly. So overall, these are our tips. If you have any more questions about that, if you are a company that is trying to improve their candidate experience, that is trying to attract the best talents, you have a lot of open positions and you currently feel a little bit overwhelmed by recruiting, you feel like, oh, I want to give a good candidate experience to my candidates, but I don't have the time. We can help you with that. Please reach out to us to team@careerbit.de. We are happy to take over and help you in your recruitment efforts.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We're super happy to have you here. And if you are a company who's looking for talents to expand their team, make sure to check out our services at careerbit.de. Because there we explain how we help you find top talents much faster. And on the other side, if you're a talent who's currently looking for a job here in Germany, then make sure to also check out our website under careerbit.de/talents, because there you'll discover more about our brand new masterclass, where we really guide you step by step on how to find that dream job of yours. But in either case, you can also just send us a direct email to team@careerbit.de, because we're also super happy to address all your questions directly there. Wishing you a wonderful day.